Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Whenever I'm watching television, I always see at least two or three commercials for air fresheners. I feel like they're taking over the world, Andrea. I don't understand why they're so popular when they're so toxic.
Bad. Ugh, I totally agree.
Yeah, they're terrible. So luckily, we have the wonderful Lisa and Ron Barris here with us, certified green building professionals. They're going to help us understand what is going on in your air fresheners and why they stink. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
They do stink. In fact, you're absolutely right. They're a staple, unfortunately, in our American homes, in our offices. And that is because they're marketed, really, with the promise of creating clean, healthy indoor air. But, you know, as not all of us realize, many of these air fresheners, they contain hazardous chemicals that cause hormonal abnormalities, birth defects, and reproductive problems. And there's numerous studies backing this. For example, I'm not sure if you guys heard of the Natural Resources Defense Council. They did a study on some conventional, traditional air fresheners, and they found that 86% of them actually contained a hazardous ingredient that wasn't even labeled on the product. And these products did label all natural, unscented. They were certainly proclaiming to be natural, but they were hiding the fact they actually had this hazardous ingredient. So,
what was the ingredient that they were hiding?
You are so inquisitive. That is actually phthalates, and we're going to get into that and why that's not good for us ultimately, and why it should be labeled on our products, and it's supposed to be. But that's just one of many possible things that can be in the air fresheners, the synthetic air fresheners we're breathing in, and they can even deaden the nerves of our nose breathing these in too, and they cause irritation to our skin, and that's all because of the various chemicals like formaldehyde or the ingredients like phthalates or organic solvents that are in there too. For example, some of these organic solvents that are in these air fresheners can be inhaled into your lung and actually enter your bloodstream, and you know that's part of the issue with today. And I just wanted to share some of the studies with you, too. I mentioned one study from the NRDC, but another study was from the University of Washington, and they found very similar results. They literally found dozens of different hazardous chemicals in all these traditional air freshener products, and none of them were labeled. And in fact, all of the ones they tested actually had at least one chemical that's been regulated as toxic or hazardous under federal law, and it wasn't on there. And these are chemicals like acetone, limonene, 1,4-dioxane, which we kind of touched upon briefly in the laundry section we did with you a couple weeks ago. But there are literally, you know, hundreds of all organic compounds from these type of air fresheners.
Yeah, so scented bouquet is not exactly what you're getting, to put it mildly.
Good point.
Right? And, you know, you're right, Lisa, the commercials, it's very luring and appealing when we think these are making our homes healthier, but of course they're 90% of cases are polluting our home. They're not actually making it healthier. They're masking odors. And another study that I find so fascinating was by University of Bristol. It was called The Children of the 90s, and they found in homes where air fresheners were used every day, a third more babies suffered diarrhea and earaches. And the mothers who use these air fresheners suffered higher rates of depression and also headaches. So it's like,
really?
These are very dangerous. You know, these are not to be taken lightly. And just because they are for sale and on a store shelf doesn't mean that they're healthy for us. So we always have to be our own private investigator and make sure that we're purchasing products that are natural. You know, Ron mentioned formaldehyde and phthalates and fragrance. We talked about in laundry, synthetic fragrances can cause, you know, numerous issues, health effects like watery eyes, headaches, skin and respiratory irritation. They can aggravate asthma and even cause allergic reactions. But phthalates, which is spelled P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S, phthalates are EDCs. They're endocrine disrupting chemicals, which means they mimic hormones in our body and they interfere with our own hormonal system. And they actually hold the fragrance in the products. That's what helps it linger. They're used in a lot of different things. They're used to soften plastics, but in air fresheners specifically, that's what they're for. And, you know, we don't want them in there, and that's obviously sometimes hard to find if it's even listed on the ingredient label. So you definitely want to avoid that.
I remember years ago that I read the people who would have the air fresheners in their car, they were linked to lung cancer. And I remember this was, oh my gosh, so many years ago, I remember reading it. So when you're in the natural world and you're reading all the natural magazines, you kind of become privy to this information. And what happened, right. My daughter takes gymnastics, and I would go into this gymnastics place that would really smell. I mean, Lisa, you know, this would interest you, because we would go into this place and it would really stink. And then what happened one day is I walked in and there was this chemical air freshener smell. And I went over to the lady, and I'm like, and it was only in the waiting room for the parents, right? Not the part where the girls were playing. Otherwise I would have booted her out of there really quickly. But right. You know, you walked into the place where the parents were waiting, and I said, you know, guys, can you remove this, you know, this chemical air freshener? It's really unhealthy. And I printed out a whole bunch of research reports that showed online that, you know, they were linked to all these health effects. And they kind of just said, well, you know, parents are complaining. It really, really smells, so we have to leave them. And, you know, I never went to watch. Unfortunately, I couldn't sit in that room because I can't handle the chemical smell.
Wow.
But, yeah, no, and they didn't do it.
They didn't do it. It's crazy. And now there's actually, even in offices, they're starting to create no fragrance zones, because people are becoming desensitized and so affected where, you know, it's becoming a problem. Multiple chemical sensitivities or chemical sensitivities in people are on the rise, and they can't even be around. It's getting so bad where they can't even be around essential oils and natural scents. So you'll notice that, especially in yoga studios, where they'll say, please don't wear fragrances. And that's a good thing, because these are chemicals that we're talking about. And one of the chemicals, again, is formaldehyde that's found in air fresheners. And formaldehyde is a carcinogen, and we definitely don't want that in our air freshener. But to give you, to leave everyone with some happy solutions on what you can do, indoor air plants, certain plants that were studied by NASA can actually remove some of these chemicals. And just to give you a few today, the spider plant is really good at removing formaldehyde. So that's a great example. You should have brought in a lot of plants to that gymnastic center. Hey, Andrea.
Exactly.
English ivy is great at absorbing benzene, which can also be in air fresheners. And the rubber plant is just a great all-around plant. Now, there are natural companies that do make healthy air fresheners. You just have to know what to look for. And one of the ones we love is Earth Friendly. They make a great, it's called Unifresh. That one's really good. They use essential oils. And Ron's going to leave you with a tip.
Oh, yeah, quick DIY tip. Absolutely. So literally, make your own air freshener. Use 2 cups of water and add 10 drops of your favorite 100% essential oil. For example, you can use things like citrus, kind of reduces stress, lifts your spirits. You can use rosemary to enhance your memory or give you energy, or lavender to help you sleep. But voila, you have your own fresh air freshener.
Yes, I love this. I use this, and lavender is great to have by your bed and spray it on your pillow. It'll help you kind of relax as you go to sleep.
You know what? I love that you just said that. I mean, we're unfortunately out of time, but I'm just going to end it with this. I love that you said that, because I recently bought a new bed frame in my house, and it came, and I told them before they sent it to me that they need to air it out for like at least a month, which they did. And I told them no chemicals, no fire retardants. I mean, I went to the nth degree, but when it came, it still had a smell. And I literally went and I put on my diffuser with my, or, you know, my filtered water, my drops of my purification essential oil, and I've just been running it nonstop with the windows open. And, you know, you guys are awesome. And I had some other questions. Unfortunately, we're done for today. But, you know, another just big tip for people, if you're going to hotels, you know, and you can't handle the scents and the air freshener in the hotel rooms, just ask them to put you in a room that is unscented. I know I do that. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that.
I do that too. Great tip.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Ron. If you want to learn more about them, you could visit them on their website, ronandlisa.com, and you could follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. Until next time, I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.